Hello.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
Hi. How are you, Lisa?
I am good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Let me get my headset on. Hold on.
All right.
All right. Okay. Now we can... No, I have my hands free.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Jill, the reason for this call is because you remember yesterday we couldn't set up the Instagram page. I just wanted to attempt that today and see if everything is good to go. So let me place you on a brief hold. You have your cell phone with you, right? I believe I'm talking to you on that.
I do. Okay. Yep, you are.
Perfect. You are. All right, then. Please stand by. Let me send a message to the publishing and marketing team and ask them to send you the verification code.
Okay.
All right. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Thank you very much for being online, Jill. All right, the code has been sent. Please check your text
message. Yes, I got it.
Okay,
perfect. I got it.
Go ahead.
It's 463-820.
I'm going to repeat that. It's 463-820.
Correct.
Perfect. Let me send it to them, and let's hope we get it done today.
Yeah. And you
How
got my comments?
Right?
Oh, it's good. I did aqua aerobics this morning, and I always love being in the pool, and it was so beautiful. So,
that's
good
amazing.
Day. How about you?
And
how's your day?
It was busy as usual, but it's getting quiet now because all the customers are going on vacations. As you know, Thanksgiving is coming up, and it's vacation time. So, yeah. And by the way,
I'm
got
not
your
going anywhere.
Comment. You're staying here?
Oh, good. Okay. Yes, we're not going anywhere, so you can call anytime.
Okay. All right.
If you need me.
Why not? Why aren't you going on a vacation?
How's your mother doing?
She's doing much better. Thank you so much for asking.
Is she doing much better? Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
She had sort of like a minor heart attack thing. They called it angina. So,
I know that you said that. That's not fun.
Exactly.
That's terrible.
Well,
but
she's
been
a lot.
Taken care of.
Exactly.
She's
a bit, old school and a bit traditional and cultural. So she worries about me a lot. She's like, oh, yeah, you have to get married. You have to find someone so that I can go to my grave peacefully. And I'm like, okay, Mom.
Oh, my gosh.
You need to. Exactly.
Oh, my. I've
so,
seen that
you know
movie,
how,
but I didn't know anybody that did that.
That's me.
Poor Lisa.
Exactly.
Poor Lisa, I'm sorry. Well, you know, it comes from love, and it comes from her era, you know.
Exactly.
It comes from her time. Yeah, it's
well,
good to
her
understand
family,
that.
Her maternal family is from a third world country. It's nearby India. So that's the reason why, you
mm-hmm.
know, people over there, they are very, conscious about the cultural history and traditions and all of that. And according to them,
yes.
a girl must get married,
yes.
at a very early age. Lucky for me, my mother didn't have me married at the age of 16 or 17 because that was when she got married. Yeah.
Oh, my.
So,
oh, my. And would it have been an arranged marriage if they did that? Because I know some people who were East Indian and had arranged marriages.
Exactly.
And, it seems so foreign to me being an American here
to do that.
But I do understand culture. Yeah, yeah.
And you won't believe it, my mom, knowing the kind of person I am, and, I'm a modern girl working for myself, earning things, and I'm a self-made woman. Now, considering all that, she also actually suggested this option that, you know what, if you cannot find anyone on your own, might I suggest that I find someone? And I'm like, oh, God, no, Mom. That's not happening. I'm like, you know what?
Oh, my goodness.
So,
oh, my goodness. You're reminding me of this great TV show that came out of Australia. I'm trying to remember the name of it. But one of them was an East Indian doctor. And five people bought a house together, and they lived in this house. So you got the storylines of each one. And his mother was trying to get him married off.
Exactly.
I know.
So that's like a nightmare for me. So I'm just trying to handle her, peacefully because, of course, the doctor said that she cannot take stress. And the problem with her is that she's very sweet, very kind, very caring, just like any other mom.
Yes.
But she has a very rigid mentality. And to change that at this age, it is like, next to impossible. So sometimes
it's
compromise. And
it is impossible. Yeah,
exactly.
It's impossible.
So
yeah. Oh,
right.
You poor baby. This is culture class.
Exactly.
This is big culture class. Self-made, successful woman with a mother who wants to marry her off.
Exactly.
Somebody she doesn't know.
Absolutely. And I'm I don't know. I tried actually, to a certain point, I tried to convey my thoughts and my thought process to her and the mindset that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Jill, she won't buy anything.
No, no, she won't buy it. No.
Yeah, she's not buying anything.
And she's worried, and for her frame of reference, she's worried about your happiness.
Exactly.
And from your frame of reference, your happiness is your choice of who you're going to marry if you want to marry.
Exactly. You got it. Oh, my God. You just explained the entire situation in one sentence. That's the entire situation, Jill. And that's it. Happiness, it has a different definition for everyone. So for her,
for her,
my happiness means me getting married. And now that doesn't sound right to me. I mean, just for the sake of getting married, I don't want to do that. So,
No, because believe me, if you marry the wrong person, which I did my first time around, my second time I've married a wonderful man. He's wonderful and adores me, and I adore him, and we hold hands all the time. And we're just, we've been together 23 years. But my first marriage, I didn't know what a narcissist was at the time. I was too young, you know, and so I made a mistake the first time around. But the second time around, much, much better.
That is wonderful. And, you know, you're lucky to have found a good partner for the rest of your life. I mean, there are a lot of people. Look at me, for example. I stopped looking, you know, Jill. At a certain point, you come to a stage where you're like, okay, no to dating. If there is someone out there, he will eventually find me, you know. So
right.
I'm at that stage.
Right.
I don't want to go
just
looking
go through.
For something.
No, sometimes, well, and looking has that hint of desperation, and that would make a man run so fast. You just need to be confident, go through your life, and go to parties and go to potlucks and just get out there, and you never know. But you're comfortable in your own skin and who you are, and that I think, is what attracted my second husband to me, is that I wasn't looking at all.
Yes,
you know?
That's exactly what I'm trying to do. I mean, I just want to focus. I'm a highly ambitious woman, and I just want to focus on my career right now and do a lot of things, buy a car, own a house, you know, do stuff like that. So,
Good for you.
Yeah,
you've got your
you.
Dreams and you have your plans. That's right. Because, you know, you're the only one living your life, really. Not your mother, not some man you haven't met yet. You're the only person living your life. So you do exactly that. I'm proud of you. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Okay, so
you're welcome.
Let me check. All right, so it's all done, Jill.
Did it work? Yay.
Yes.
You got it.
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, let me know what I can see.
All right. I will send you
the
link.
Let me know if I can see anything.
Yes.
Perfect.
I will send
you
the link for both pages. Of course, you already have the page link for the first one, the Facebook page, since you provided us access. You can track your postings over there along with the Instagram link that I will be sending you now.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay.
All right.
You rock, Lisa. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.